Unit 13. It's a no-brainer. When the answer to a question is so easy that it requires no thought or brain power, we call such a question a no-brainer. So here is a no-brainer question for you. Which is more important, your health or your money? It is easy to see that health is more important because without health, we cannot enjoy the things that money can buy. However, I'm puzzled when I hear people say that we can't use clean and safe forms of energy because they are too expensive. Can it be that they believe that concerns about money are more important than people's health? Here's another no-brainer question for you. Which do you prefer, dirty and dangerous, or clean and safe? It doesn't take much intelligence to choose clean and safe over dirty and dangerous. Yet, even though we humans have the intelligence to develop high technology for clean sources of energy, not enough of us have the will to say, "Yes, our health and the health of our children and grandchildren is more important than money." At the center of the Earth is a giant source of heat. The heat or energy from the core of the Earth is called geothermal. Geo, Earth, thermal, heat, energy. This is the same source of heat that produces hot springs. Right now, we have the technology to bore several kilometers down into the Earth's crust. Temperatures there are well above the boiling point needed to produce steam, which can power a turbine and produce an endless supply of clean energy. Unlike solar or wind power, geothermal energy does not depend on the weather, so it can provide a steady supply of energy around the clock. It will never be depleted, like oil supplies, and there are few dangerous waste products, as in the production of nuclear energy. Above that, geothermal energy is accessible from almost any place on the planet. So, if a geothermal power plant was installed in the Antarctic, we could have an endless supply of heat and electricity in the coldest place on Earth. At present, only two countries in the world are using geothermal power for a significant percentage of their energy needs: the Philippines and Iceland. Rich countries like the USA and Japan only seem to complain that it is not cost-efficient to install enough geothermal power plants to meet all of their energy needs. They continue to choose dirty and dangerous over clean and safe because of costs. This is more of the same puzzling logic mentioned before. The technology for drilling has been developed to a very high level by the oil companies in their endless search for oil and profits. In the U.S., there are hundreds of thousands of old, abandoned oil well boreholes. Yet, very few companies are attempting to convert some of these old wells into geothermal power plants. It would be so nice to hear that a government, a company, or a community has decided to do something about the energy problem. Not because they can make money or save money, but just because it is the right thing to do.